Psalm 95, verses 6 through 11, that's our passage today as we continue our journey through the book of Psalms. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the flock under His care. Today, if only you would hear His voice, do not harden your heart as you did at Meribah, as you did that day in Massa in the wilderness where your ancestors tested me. They tried me, though they had seen what I did. For 40 years, I was angry with that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared an oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. One word that describes most people I know is this word, busy. Work is packed with meetings and travel to perform, pressure to get things done. Families are always on the move to a game or a recital or some competition. For some families, dinner time is often in the car, fast food in the fast lane. The psalmist calls us to slow things down. He tells us to bow down and kneel before God on our knees. It's not only a posture of reverence, it's a posture of stillness. Driving, walking, and running all describes actions in motion. But kneeling shows that I have reached my destination. I'm in God's presence. So slow down and kneel down. Take time for personal worship. Tell God how much you love Him. Tell Him that this day is His. Tell Him that above all, you desire to honor Him in your thoughts, in your words, and your actions. Kneeling before God is a critical ingredient in heart preparation. I know that you're busy, too busy not to bow down and worship. Father, my calendar is full today, and most of my day I'll be running, but right now I bow before you. I acknowledge you as the maker of heaven and earth and as my Abba Father. I desire to live today under your guidance and care. In Jesus' name. Amen.